About one third of the global surface of the world is covered by forests, and it used to be a lot more. We have lost a lot of forests over time, and we still hear on a daily basis alarming news about deforestation. Deforestation continues globally. It has been decreasing over the past years, but this decrease has not been very even. We've seen an increase in forests in many of the developed countries, but in Africa and Asia, for example, there is still a deforestation rate that is alarmingly high.
So the picture is kind of patchy, if you like. What about, you know, the classic bellwether, the Amazon rainforest? I mean, is that in as bad a state as it's been in previous decades?
The picture is patchy, as you say, and it's also patchy in terms of some countries having made a lot of progress and others not. If you look at the Amazon basin, Brazil certainly has made some progress in reducing the deforestation rate over the past years.
Now, how effective is this UN forum proving to be? I mean, what kind of concrete action points do you hope will emerge from it?
The UN Forum on Forests is a political forum. It's not an organization or a forum that actually works on the ground. However, having said this, it is supported by a coalition of 14 international organizations called the Collaborative Partnership on Forests, of which FAO is a member and the chair. And these are organizations with substantial programs on forests that support the political work of the UNFF.
So it's more than just a talking shop. It does actually lead and help coordinate the work of those people who are on the ground.
That's what it aims to do.
And how much is this very bleak picture that you painted of deforestation continuing? How much is that really based on market demand and on forces that really are sort of beyond, if you like, the control of member states in some ways?
You are right. Most of the deforestation that still takes place to convert forest to land and mainly for agriculture. Agriculture accounts for about 80% of all deforestation worldwide. So that also means, as you rightly say, that a lot of the drivers for deforestation are outside of the forest sector. And this is where the Sustainable Development Goals come in, because the Sustainable Development Goals include forests. They include a specific goal and targets on conserving, restoring, and sustainably managing forests. But we all know that the SDGs, as we call them, they're interlinked, and they cannot be implemented in isolation from each other. And that will mean in the future that sectors have to talk a lot more to each other, meaning that we cannot have a situation in the future where the agricultural sector drives deforestation, while at the same time we have a sustainable development goal on maintaining forests.
And how much is the sort of wider problem that affects forests to do with the fact that people, I guess in many communities, many countries, take forests for granted?
Well, forests are very often considered a global public good, which means that, yes, it's taken for granted. In many countries still, the forests are owned by the state, and the people who are dependent on them and use the forests do not have the rights to them. They don't own them. Often they don't even have legal access. So if they go into the forest to collect medicinal plants, for example, they're committing a crime because it's illegal. And that is also something that needs to change urgently. You know, giving more ownership to the local people for the forest resources that they depend on.
And are you optimistic, as the person in charge of forestry for the Food and Agriculture Organization, are you optimistic that forests can be saved?
Well, if I wasn't optimistic, I wouldn't be doing this job. But we also see some improvements already. Definitely, I've been working in this area now for over 35 years, and I've seen changes. And something interesting we did last year was we did an analysis of the countries that have managed to increase forest cover in the last 25 years and at the same time have improved food security. And we found that there are over 20 countries who have actually done that. And to us, that proves that it is possible.
A virtuous
circle. It can
be
done. Yes.
Yeah.